I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Welcome back, guys. Lake Bell and Aaron Hayes are just some of the lucky actors who get to work on Adult Swim's Children's Hospital. Lake plays Dr. Cat Black, and Aaron is Dr. Lola Spratt, and they're both terrifically funny in the show. Lake is also currently starring in HBO's How to Make It in America, and Aaron was perfect in the short-lived series Worst Week. I sat down and talked with them in another roundtable interview at this year's Comic-Con. They talked about working with the actual children of Children's Hospital, the fact that they almost accidentally kiss in every episode, and a whole lot more.
How do you guys feel about the fact that, like, if you Google Children's Hospital, that you guys are popping up more and more instead of actual Children's Hospital?
I don't sleep at night, if that's what you're asking. I think it's pretty cool. Whatever we can do to help children not get helped. Yeah. I feel like that really promotes our show and what we're out to do.
I think it strangely actually does help promote Children's Hospital, because then people are all
Children's Hospital.
You're Googling Children's Hospital, and if you're a fan of the show, yeah, then all of a sudden you become kind of a good person, because you're like, you know what? Maybe I should press donate. Yeah.
With all of the debauchery that goes on set, and the kids are, of course, background, but there are kids there. There's a lot of adult humor happening. As you're on, like,
I feel like I have made at least 50 children's ears bleed. Just because they, not even for the scripted stuff, it's just really the hanging out on set.
Yeah, that's the worst.
If you look, there's really not even extra. There's like four children in the whole first season. But then the second season, we actually had a little bit of money. Adult Swim was very nice and got a little bit of a budget. And there were some children extras, and we'd just be fucking around.
She would say that
in
word.
In between scenes, and then we would look and go, oh my god, you guys, there are kids. There are kids right over there. And
but there's something about children who are on the children's set, that are on the children's hospital set, where I feel like it's okay. Like, their parents have subjected them to this. So
yeah,
I'm like, fucking have a cigarette. Anyway,
whatever you guys say, yeah, make you still feel better.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe
the parents are letting them on the set.
Yeah. You're a mom, so you
she's speaking. I would never bring my children to
that. No.
Have you guys been to a hospital since it's been on the internet or on TV?
Nope. Thankfully, no.
Not yet.
I have not. I've not spent much time in a hospital in my entire life.
I had my appendix out recently, and I had already shot Children's Hospital. And I gotta say, it's like kind of a funny experience. Being in a hospital, I'm just like, ah, we do that, but dark, you know? But yeah, I was also just high on drugs at the time, nice. So everything was pretty hilarious.
The script seemed to want the two of you to come very close quite often.
Cat and Lola, we walk a fine line. It is a love, hate, love.
It is more love. More love than hate. Yeah. You're more of the hate and more of the love.
Did you sneeze in her mouth a lot? How many takes did that take?
I'm sorry?
You sneeze in her mouth a lot? How many takes?
There was a lot of takes.
I was about to say, it was a lot of takes.
Coming, like, we would let, like, it was like a close-up for the actual thing.
And then he kept wanting us to do it over and over to make it as long as possible.
Yeah, as long as possible.
Like, they weren't even shooting. Like, oh, just keep going.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Yeah, they're like...
Or then there'd be, like, a little hair, you know, so, oops, you gotta do it again.
I think they just wanted us to do it over and over.
Yeah. Well, and then there was direction, like, want it more, and then the next take, want it less.
Yeah. So that...
You kind of want it, but you kind of don't. Yeah. Like, it was very...
One of the great screen kisses in the world that never happened.
Yeah. Will we ever see it?
We can't discuss.
Like, not on camera.
Yeah. No. Right now, you're saying?
Oh yeah. Right. We make it all the time.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, do you guys have like pet peeves about medical dramas that you guys think is just like ripe for parody?
I feel like we're doing a lot of it. But you know what I would like to see in one of our upcoming seasons is one of those, or maybe an episode where every single person's immediate family comes in with some sort of emergency, because if you watch one of those shows enough, and I'm a fan of Grey's Anatomy, I've watched it, but every single one of them and every single one of their immediate family members has had something go wrong with them that needs to be hospitalized over the course of the show. So I think if we could do it all in one show where everybody, or if we could stumble upon take us out of the hospital and everywhere we go we stumble upon some medical thing that's going on.
I want more shit outside the hospital, because I like seeing, like, you know, when I have caught a couple of those episodes, I like seeing what's, you know, what their lives are like. Like, we had a moment outside the hospital, you know, like seeing where their sad, you know, vain lives live. So,
you know. Are they all going to still think you have a brain tumor?
Good luck.
You gotta watch. Major surgery scene.
Do you feel like the combos change any going from the web to television? Do you feel like, you know, there's a different expectation for how the comedy should go, or do you think it's still going to be the same?
What was, sorry, a bit different what?
Going the from comedy internet change. To television, do you feel like the writing has changed at all, or the show?
Well, yeah, because it can't. I mean, for 5 minutes, it's kind of just like a real, 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 real loose hint of a plot, where it's mostly
and then
just
it's
like
just joke. Yeah.
Whereas going to like 11, 15 minutes, there has to actually be a little bit of a story. So I think that was a challenge to them when they wrote them. Like, oh, we have to have
our
character plot. Like, yeah. Characters have to be consistent and like have something going on.
But I think the whole sort of web series turning into TV series is really changing things, because I think, you know, you don't have to think as it's an easier and low stakes forum, so then, you know, everything is easier, even in the production. So it's like, you know, I just get your friends, no casting, forget it, just call people, get them to come over, and then what do we got, do his house, use his house, I don't know, fine, you know, there's an abandoned hospital, talk to that guy, give him $50, we'll do the thing, you know, hold this, boom, can you do your own makeup, good, okay. So it's like, and then all of a sudden there's this like series, you know, and then all the people who are spending like millions and millions of dollars, like we're like, there's a show right next to us, and we're airing, you know, our web series that we shot for like $7.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Approximately. Yeah.
Well, but no, the point is that I think I was talking to this one guy who is a writer of television, he does pilots and stuff like that, and he's like, it's kind of freaking me out, because it's just the process is changing rapidly.
How did you guys get involved? You were just friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did the winner with Rob, and you were in
what happened to Vegas.
What have you guys thought of the whole Comic Con experience? Is this the first for you guys?
Yes, first.
Yeah, I've never been. Yeah. I feel like we have only very tangentially experienced it, because we were in a band, and then we were in like a loading zone, and then we were
a lot of like
signing autographs. Yeah. So I kind of like saw this convention happening out there, and then we were back in a van and up in a freight elevator, and now we're with you.
The freight elevator is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's not even like people; it's just colors. You know, it's just like colors everywhere.
But everybody that we talked to today, we did an autograph signing. Seemed to be having a really great time.
Yeah. Or like little kids really who are like falling asleep, like their heads are, right. And their parents are like, come on, you know.
Maybe come for the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I would like to walk around and see some more.
Yeah, are we gonna?
I hope so.
Put a mask on, you'll walk freely.
I've seen some friends that have masks on, some very famous people with masks on.
I can ask, like, if you see, do you choose to do a movie, like, you know, a big movie, so that you can kind of take time to do a web series that probably is, like, a little less money, make you a little bit more fun and quicker?
God, I'm just passing on big movies all the time, because I want to save time to do Children's Hospital.
It's only past an avatar.
Yeah, I mean, it's just scripts. I have to wade through and pass on at my house.
I think that I piggyback what you're saying, which is like there's not a lot of choosing. I think things sort of like fall in your lap, and I think being able to do other jobs, you know, like sort of justifies it, but there's no way we wouldn't come back to Children's Hospital regardless of our, you know, whatever we're doing. It's comedy camp, it's all of our friends, it's a family, and, you know, like for instance, I couldn't do the full second season because I was doing the HBO show, and I was heartbroken, like so profoundly, and it was really hard to deal with.
Thanks, Lake and Aaron, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to dailyactor.com for more great interviews, columns, and resources, and please tell your friends about us. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.